Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. I want to start by an illustration of God's ransom for us. I am reminded of a story I read about Shamuel, a noble prince. He was trying to protect his people and land from being invaded by an evil neighboring kingdom. One night, he planned a surprise attack, but the enemy knew and was waiting for Shamuel's army to come because his secret plans had been revealed to the enemy. Many of his soldiers lost their lives, and ultimately, Shamuel lost the battle. Shamuel announced that the traitor would be punished, whipped with 100 lashes. In great secrecy, Shamuel's army launched another attack. But again, his enemy was waiting to ambush his soldiers. The prince lost another battle, but this time he discovered the traitor. It was Shamuel's own mother. She was having a romantic relationship with one of the enemy soldiers. What a dilemma! What should Shamuel do? Can you guess? If he exempted his mother from punishment, his followers would correctly accuse him of being unjust and not caring about his people. The alternative would be even more difficult for Shamuel, because he loved his mother. How could he mandate a just sentence that would result in the suffering and most likely the death of his beloved mother? Shamuel addressed his people. We have lost two battles because of treason. Many of our men have been killed. The law has been broken, and punishment shall be executed. 100 lashes, righteousness and justice must be maintained. The prince's mother was filled with great fear as she was led away to the circle where she would receive her punishment. The executioner lifted his whip, but before the first blow was delivered, Shamuel shouted out, "Wait, wait, I will take the punishment instead of her." He removed his royal clothes and commanded, "Executioner, you dare not strike me with less force than you would have used on the traitor. I am the person who will take her punishment. Do your duty. Strike on." Lash after lash struck the back of Shamuel until he collapsed to the ground unconscious. He did, however, survive the lashing, contrary to all expectations. Prince Shamuel paid in full the penalty for his beloved mother's offense in order to set her free. Likewise, Jesus came to pay a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we could not pay. God's word says, He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. We read these precious words in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Again, Jesus Himself taught, greater love has no one than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. John 15, verse 13. My precious Muslim friend, if you were to ask God, how much do you love me? He would point to Jesus, who hung on the cross with outstretched arms and say, I love you this much. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus with Muslims. Jesus means Savior. In Surah 345, we read that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, the name of your son was to be Christ Jesus, Al-Masih Isa. The well-known Muslim scholar Al-Qasimi, in his famous commentary, Mahasin al-Ta'wil, I was reading his comments on Surah 3, verse 45, which I just mentioned. He wrote, the name Isa, Jesus, is an Arabic form from a Greek word which means Savior. Note that the Gospel in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 states, she, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you, Joseph, are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. I love it. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Now I am going to start a different topic. We're going to make a huge progress now. And I want to use some facts recorded in the Quran. Facts which we agree with. Someone might say, oh, how can you use anything in the Quran? Well, let me ask you a question. Is it legitimate to use the statement in the Quran we agree with? As we use pro-Christian quote from any respected book or leader, my opinion is it is legitimate. And I can think of analogy that it is not necessary to agree with all the words and actions of Abraham Lincoln before freely quoting from his profound speech. If you ask the question, is truth any less true if it is found somewhere else than the Bible? Of course not. Truth is truth, wherever it may be found. We will complete next program. The most important thing we can do is to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we are grateful, we are thankful for Jesus that He came and paid the penalty for the sins that we committed. If any one of my audience, you never put your faith in Jesus, today is a good day. Just tell God, thank you for Jesus. Tell Jesus, Jesus, I believe that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for my sins. Come into my heart. I repent of my sins. God, I want to be your child. I believe in Jesus. He is my Savior. God, today we ask you to equip us and enable us to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of Muslims. Help us, God, to help millions of Muslims spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's grace with you. Salam. Peace.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.